Welcome to 2019. Welcome to the Justin Howard Show. Of course, it's a new year, and of course, they always say new year, new you. Everybody's got New Year's resolutions, so let's talk about that today just a little bit. Everybody has the same resolutions for the most part. I mean, everybody has the, you know, they want to get into better shape, or they want to do something to improve themselves, whether it's go back to school, or read a book a month, or change a career, or learn more about their current career so they can, get to a higher plateau in their career, you know, spend more time with family, spend less time on the phone, spend less time on social media. Everybody's got those typical resolutions. I have them myself. Getting in better shape is one. Staying off my phone as much as I had last year, that's another one. Same thing with social media, staying off of that is another one. I have two lists, to be quite honest. One is the New Year's resolutions, which is the traditional, but I also have one that I call the Nerd Year's resolutions. That's right, I said Nerd Year's resolutions. I have no shame in admitting the fact that I am a nerd. I am a comic book fan. I'm a graphic novel fan. I'm a gamer. I'm a video gamer. I like all kinds of stuff. I'm a YouTube guy. I like to go to pop culture conventions. So my Nerd Year's resolutions for 2019 is to expand on that because there's a lot out there that a lot of people, you know, just have such a passion for. And I want to get to know more about that. I want to know more about what these people, you know, why do they love what they love so much? You know, why do Trekkies just love Star Trek with a passion? Why do Star Wars fans just love Star Wars with a passion? Why do, you know, Godzilla fans love those movies with such passion? Same thing with games, you know, why do, you know, people love, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and games like that? What, you know, why? What drives them? What makes that so passionate for them? So I want to be able to learn and find people like that and grow and, you know, just well-round myself in the nerd culture, so to speak. And not only that, that's not only just, you know, so I can learn more about them, but, you know, make new friends, you know, meet new people, learn just a lot about, what makes people tick. And one way to do that is like this right here, what we're doing right here, and, YouTube and, Twitch TV and, you know, just getting out there to conventions. I mean, you hear all the time, as my phone goes off, you hear all the time about, you know, comic book conventions and pop culture conventions and video game conventions and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, conventions of, you know, revolving around different movie genres, whether they be horror or, you know, science fiction or things like Godzilla, you know, stuff like that. I want to, you know, go out there and find these people and just talk to them and see what makes them tick. I want to meet them on, you know, whether it's in person or online or on social media, you know, however I can do it, and just find out what drives them in their nerddom, their fandom, their, you know, what makes them tick, and maybe become a fan of things myself that I wouldn't have been a fan of, you know, last year or previous years before that. Maybe find something new to become a fan of. So that's a new Nerd Year's resolution for me, is things from reading different genres of comic books that I wouldn't have read previously. You know, finding people that are into, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and sitting in with them, maybe playing a game or two, see what why they love it so much. Trying more, you know, anime, the Japanese, you know, style of cartoons, that seems to be a huge thing. And I, you know, I've watched a few, you know, in my past, but maybe expand on that. You know, like I said, this podcasting, YouTube, Twitch, you know, getting involved in games, and then just going out, conventions, anytime I can go, and just meeting new people. And I think in that way, it will give me, well, not only will it get me out more and meet new people and give me, you know, an excuse to get out and be more social, because admittedly in the last year I've been kind of, you know, I wouldn't want to say a hermit or a shut-in really, but you know, I haven't gotten out as much as I should have. So that's one big thing for me. And another one is getting more involved, and this goes off of the Nerd Year's resolution and into the New Year's resolution, and that's getting more involved in my community. You know, I've been in this area for a year now and really not done the job that I should do, you know, getting out into the community and meeting new people and finding, you know, out more about, you know, the community that I live and that I work in and that I serve, you know, on a daily basis. So that's another one for me. So this is going to be, 2019 is going to be the year for me that I get out of this shell that I had myself in, you know, because sitting behind a microphone like this is way different than going out and actually seeing people. You know, it's easy to be an introvert and pretend that you're an extrovert. And that's what I've been doing very well this last year. And I need to make that change from being an introvert, pretending to be an extrovert, and actually becoming an extrovert that's an extrovert, you know, getting out there and meeting new people. So that is going to be one of my things. What is your thing? What are your resolutions? Let me know. Feel free to let me know, and maybe we can go on this journey through 2019 together and keep each other accountable and hold on to see, you know, make sure that we meet those goals and not be like the normal standard, you know, I'm going to do this resolution and then by, you know, January 15th, done, you know, we're out, you know. So let's see what happens, and happy 2019.